Joining us right now is Matthew Fairburn, who covers the Bills for The Athletic, joins us here on Sheeman and Shepherd. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. So the latest with LeSean McCoy, and I just saw, I retweeted your police report that you had out, and the girlfriend saying that she was set up. But what is the latest, if anything, that's come out? Even the last few minutes, have you heard?
Yeah, the latest that we're getting at the moment is that there were three separate times before the home invasion on Tuesday that police were called to McCoy's residence in Milton, Georgia, dating back to July of 2017. So clearly this relationship was a bit contentious at times. In July of 17, McCoy was trying to get his now ex-girlfriend's belongings out of the house. She, you know, he was told he had to go through a formal eviction process, but it seems as if their relationship was sort of on again, off again, because in a later time when, you know, police were called to the house, McCoy's mom was removing his things from the premises and saying that McCoy was letting this woman live at his house. So that sort of into the whole, well, he's been trying to get this woman evicted for a year, because clearly that hasn't been a consistent pattern. It's been.
Yeah, Matthew, you're cutting out a little bit. Did we lose him? Yeah, put him on hold. We'll get back in action right now. But yes, and as you just said, Milton, Georgia police have released three reports of incidents when police were called to LeSean McCoy's home for domestic disputes in July of 2017, April of 2018, and June of 2018. No evidence of violence in the case. We've got Matthew back. Can you hear me, Matthew?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay,
can you hear me
go.
All right here?
Yeah, I got you now. So no evidence in those of violence in any case. However, I wasn't sure, maybe you are familiar with the, I know in a lot of states that if there's a call about domestic violence, an arrest has to be made, even if you get bailed out for $25 an hour later. I'm not sure if that's the case in Milton, Georgia. First question, and part two of that is, did he report any of those three incidents to Roger Goodell as he's supposed to by the personal conduct policy?
That second question is a good one, and that may come up as the NFL is investigating this. These were considered domestic disputes and not necessarily domestic violence, since there was no physical violence in any of these cases. But I found it interesting that McCoy made a point to note to police that he was afraid of false accusations and that he wanted to be careful about being around her because he knew the climate surrounding domestic violence in the NFL and what that would mean for his career. But really strange sort of the timeline as you start to piece it together. And then we've got a more detailed log of what happened on Tuesday as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of bizarre, you know, little details that are trickling out. But your point there on that second question is going to be key, because while there's a burden of proof in a court of law, the NFL has shown that they don't necessarily need a charge or a conviction in order to discipline a player or to put him on the exempt list. So if the NFL senses that there's any wrongdoing here, they don't necessarily need, the same burden of proof that's on, prosecutors. So that's going to be an interesting, you know, part of this whole deal once the NFL gets further along in their investigation.
Yeah, and we talked about, and everybody brought up the example yesterday, and, you know, we'll see if he's headed that way. I think he is. I mean, I certainly think he is. The NFL is, you know, the problem I have with Roger Goodell is just such as explain anything. I mean, the Jameis Winston stuff to me is ridiculous. How he didn't get six games, I don't understand it. He's so obsessed with the image of the league that, but he continues to have speculation and, people are wondering because he doesn't explain things thoroughly. He doesn't tell you why or how they came to their conclusions. I don't understand it. There's too many smart people out there, journalists like yourself and others, You're going to see through it. Or then you got people like, you know, TMZ, and they're never wrong. They get a hold of everything. I don't know if they pay off, but it's going to come out eventually. All this stuff is going to come out. Why not just be up front with everybody all the time? I don't understand what goes on at 345 Park Avenue. It's so gosh darn frustrating.
Well, and that's the main reason why, you know, when people, you know, are asking me what I think will happen here, it's hard to say because the NFL is pretty unpredictable on these situations. They haven't established a clear pattern for how they go about things. Some of these investigations take a long time. The discipline oftentimes is inconsistent, as you noted in the Jameis Winston case. I mean, it seemed pretty cut and dry that that would be the sixth gamer, and then it wasn't. So, you know, how the NFL is going to handle this is really anybody's guess. And like I said, they don't need the same level of proof that a court of law does, and that's what makes it so unpredictable is they can seemingly do what they want when they want to based on their own investigation. So that's where, you know, if you're LeSean McCoy, if you're the Bills, you're kind of left in limbo because you don't know if he could be placed on the exempt list or when that could happen. Training camp opens in 2 weeks.
And that's going to be my next question is that, you know, training camp's open in 2 weeks. And again, we're speaking with Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, covers the Buffalo Bills. If you've tried to reach out to Brandon Bean, the GM, or Sean McDermott, Terry and Kim Pegula, I know this is one of those weeks where not everybody's around. One of the few times during the off season where families have a chance to get out of here and go, you know, do their own thing on vacation. But I got to imagine, I mean, the NFL has a bad habit of waiting and waiting and waiting on stuff like this. But have you been able to reach out or get a hold of anybody in the Buffalo Bills front office?
Not to this point. They've got, you know, the team spokesman released a statement on Tuesday that they were reviewing the matter and, you know, that they've been in touch with McCoy and they've keeping quiet other than that, which is basically what you would expect them to do. But at some point, look, the Bills are going to be put in a really tricky, you know, spot here because at some point, unless LeSean McCoy is quickly charged or quickly, you know, dismissed of any wrongdoing, then everything's going to fall on the Bills because they're going to have to make a decision whether they want this guy practicing in training camp while this investigation is hanging over his head. They're going to have to make a decision whether they want this guy wearing a Buffalo Bills uniform while he's tied to some serious, pretty serious, you know, allegations. So it's going to end up being a spot where they have to address this at some point because I think it's going to end up being on them. I don't think they're going to get the easy way out where, you know, things move quickly. With all the moving parts and all the information that's come out in the last few days, it seems clear to me that this is going to go on for a little while. And LeSean McCoy is prepared for that because he just hired the same attorney who represented Ray Lewis back in 2000 when he was investigated as part of a double murder investigation. So I think, you know, the Bills are going to end up, you know, they're not saying too much right now, but eventually they're going to be put on the spot on this thing unless they make a swift decision themselves, which isn't really in their nature.
In the court of public opinion, though, hiring Don Samuel, and again, as you mentioned, he got Ray Lewis off in 2000, the murder charges, he represented Ben Roethlisberger back in the day when those sexual allegations were going on. In the court of public opinion, just because he went after such a high-profile attorney, does that make him look somewhat guilty in the eyes of the general public, you think?
In a way, it does, but you're also talking about a guy who has, you know, a lot of financial means and is being accused of very serious things. And so why not go out and get the best of the best? And I think that's part of it. But I think more of what it indicates is that he recognizes that this isn't going to go away and it's not going to be something that he can easily brush off and that he does need proper representation and really good representation to make sure nothing goes wrong for him. So I don't think it's a situation where he's that he hired. I think he hired the best guy for the job, knowing that this is a pretty serious situation and one that could drag on for a little while.
Now, do you think at some point, though, as we just kind of mentioned, but if this snowballs a little bit more, even if he's technically not named in it, could you see the Pegula family saying to Brandon Bean, just cut him. We're not going through this right now. We've got a new quarterback here. We've got Josh Allen, you know, and we're just not going to go through this right now. And how would that look?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, everything's going to end up being on the table the longer this thing drags on, because you have to ask yourself if you want that guy running around on the field in a Buffalo Bills uniform and representing your organization. And that's a tough line to walk, especially right now with it being so early on in this investigation. So, you know, they're going to have to make that decision eventually, because unless the court, you know, makes it for him, or the league makes it for him by putting him on the exempt list, then the Bills are going to be in a spot where they're going to have to decide whether this guy should be on the field for them. Because, you know, like you said, the court of public opinion is a real thing. And, you know, you're talking about one of the most influential women in the league in Kim Pegula, mm-hmm. who's also the president of this organization. So, you know, you wonder if, you know, that they're going to act quickly and say, hey, you know, let's not let this thing drag on and let this guy be on our team. Let's see if, you know, we can just move on and cut ties and make a statement that way. I mean, this is a guy, he just turned 30 years old today. You wonder how many years he has left in him anyways. And, you know, if it's worth the trouble. And that's a question that I'm sure they're asking themselves right now behind closed doors.
And then the other part of that, the other layer to the Sunny, is if they do follow through with that, just say, then what is the NFLPA doing to Morris Smith? They're going to cry, you know, it's not justified. He wasn't convicted. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. His name isn't even. It's just an allegation. But so this could get, it already is ugly. My gut feeling is it's going to get a lot worse no matter what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, there's so many moving parts. There's so many parties involved, not just in the investigation, but then in what's going to happen after that, whether it's the Bills, the NFL, the NFLPA, you know, McCoy and his agent. I mean, there's a lot going into this, and it's one of those things where, you know, especially given how quick the reaction was on Tuesday, I've, you know, tried to say to people that it's something where you have to let the facts come out.
Sure.
And you have to let the legal system do its work. But there is a sort of a clock on this, right? Because mm-hmm. the Bills report to training camp on July 25th. They have their first practice on July 26th. And at that point, you can't hide from it anymore. Even if it's still ongoing, you can hide behind the, you know, oh, we're letting the legal system play out. But that's not going to suffice. People are going to want more answers than that, you know, when Sean McDermott steps up to the podium to give his press conference at the beginning of training camp, as he does. So you need to have answers. You need to be prepared. This is, like you said, this is a time of year when usually these guys are able to step away and they're able to, you know, just kind of unplug a little bit before getting ready for the grind of the season. But right now, that's all over. They have something, you know, a major crisis that they need to handle and need to be ready for a whole bunch of different scenarios when training camp opens, because there's just a lot of moving parts in this whole situation.
All right, Matthew, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of a busy day, and you do great stuff, and I'll keep retweeting stuff as you put it out there. It's great stuff, and we'll have you on again soon. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, covers the Buffalo Bills, does a great job.